If you have been in your local supermarket of late, you probably will have noticed that large retailers are engaging in a Christmas price war that has seen the cost of drink slashed, but ultra-cheap prices come with social cost, particularly in regard to public health. Minimum unit pricing is one of several new legislative measures introduced in recent weeks, but it hasn't been implemented by the government because it says the measures must coincide with similar arrangements in Northern Ireland to prevent people crossing the border for cheap alcohol. With me now, Eunan McKinney, Head of Communications and Advocacy with Alcohol Action Ireland, and also with me, Patricia Callan, Director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation. First of all, to you, Eunan McKinney, of Alcohol Action Ireland. Do you think that the ban on below cost selling should be introduced pretty well straight away, and how difficult might that be?
I do think it should be introduced straight away. It's now 400 days since it passed through the Oireachtas. So, I mean, the democratic forces has agreed that this is the right thing to do. It has been done on the basis of public health. And I think the obstacles that are before it at the moment are largely, unfortunately, some forces within government who ideologically perhaps aren't all that in favour of it.
Who are you talking about?
Well, I think that in the context, I know that Minister Harris has certainly tried to bring this in. We know from media reports in the summertime, just before the summer recess, there was a report that the Taoiseach even said at a European conference that he would introduce this. Then Minister Harris said it, that he would introduce it, and we still haven't had it introduced. So we can only assume that there must be other forces within the government, ideologically opposed to it. And I think that's on the basis that, you know, we do live in an economy whereby, you know, any interference with the free market is seen to be a problem. And, you know, what this endeavours to do is to try and ensure that the public health, the health and well-being of the nation is actually protected.
Patricia Callan, what's your position on this as Director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation?
Well, certainly we're in favour of tackling the sale of cheap alcohol as an industry. We always campaigned against the government getting rid of the ban on below cost selling, because what's happening now in retail is shocking, and it certainly shouldn't be happening. From a premium brand perspective, you don't want to see your brands being sold below cost, and certainly we do not want to be contributing to the poor perception.
And are they being sold below cost? To what extent? I mean, can you give us an example, or some examples, I should say, plural?
Well, in terms of if you look at even a normal bottle and think about how much excise is in that. So a bottle of spirits, the excise, say, take a bottle of cream liqueur that sells for €24. The excise is €7.24. VAT is €4.49. That's €11.73 total before you even get into manufacturing, sale, distribution, etc. So if you're selling it very cheaply, then in that case, the retailer might even be paying the taxes themselves.
What about
they're using it as a loss leader. Yeah. To them, it's all a big economic model about your total shop, not about alcohol per se.
A litre of vodka for, well, 2 litres of vodka for €40.
50% discount.
So that's definitely below cost of production.
So we certainly are against that, and I think the government could easily move to introduce a ban on below cost selling under current existing legislation. The issue with minimum unit pricing is that there is a current cabinet decision with good reason that we should do this on an all-island basis, and unfortunately there has not been an executive in Northern Ireland. The Taoiseach himself said recently on the floor of the Dáil, there's absolutely no health benefits to us sending people in cars up north to buy a drink, because we're not improving the health of people down here, but we're causing a massive loss to our exchequer. Our chief economist in IBEC has done an economic analysis in terms of the cross-border differentials, and even at existing differentials with both sterling and taxation, you're looking at a 25% differential. And if for example you were to have depending on how Brexit pans out, he's calculated that there's going to be a loss to the exchequer of 90 million in a deal scenario and 180 million without. And that's based on cross-border modelling across the EU and certainly our previous experience here on the island. So it makes, whilst it's certainly good reasons to do it and we're supportive of MUP and we don't want our product being sold below cost, it is certainly really important that that is done on an all-island basis.
Two things I'd say, Sean. One is that I think that the alcohol industry has to take some blame in relation to this. I mean, I have no doubt that the alcohol industry know that Christmas comes every year, and I think the supermarkets, especially when you have 60% of the off-trade controlled by two entities essentially in this country, that they have futured out the price of alcohol. So I actually don't buy this argument that perhaps, you know, the industry is unaware of the discounting. I think they're entirely aware of the discounting, and I think they're quite happy with the discounting.
Do you think they're colluding in it?
We are not happy with the discounting.
I do think they're colluding in it, absolutely. Yeah, well, how could you manage to have a production scheme whereby 2 litres of vodka can be placed on our shelves at 50% discount. You know, we know Christmas is coming, so deals have been done. As I said, two entities in the country controlling 60% of the off-trade licence.
They would be?
They would be Musgraves and BWG. So, like, that's a massive power spending. I reckon it's somewhere around $2.2 billion per annum. Like, that's a huge sway and a huge influence. And secondly, just in relation to the cross-border issue.
No, hold on. Hold off this cross-border for a moment. Yeah. What do you say to that, that this is priced out over the year?
Absolutely not. Like, I mean, this makes no sense to anybody in the trade that I've been talking to. And if you bear in mind that we have 200,000 people employed in the broader hospitality sector, you're not seeing this in pubs, in off licences, anywhere else. This is large retail, and that's because they do have immense buy power. And they can factor that in, just like they've done before in terms of vegetables and other food products. They can find out what's attractive to bring people in. And that's why the government should never have got rid of the groceries order.
So are you saying in this now, just clarify this for us, if you would, Patricia, that if you're selling 2 litres of vodka for €40, that the people are selling that below cost, they are paying the providers, they're paying your members less for that vodka than they're putting it on the shelves for?
Yes, that's my belief.
Which in turn would encourage people running pubs. They can buy it cheaper there than they can directly from the companies or through wholesalers or wherever. So they go down to the local supermarket and stock up. I know they put sometimes limits on the number of bottles you can buy.
That's true. And I know certainly restaurants would do that as well.
There's also, well, you obviously make a distinction between minimum unit pricing and below cost selling. Now, to the person going into the store, there mightn't be a huge amount of difference, would there?
Well, I think it depends on the brands again. Like, I mean, we represent 65 manufacturers, brand owners who are mainly focused on the export market. And I think what you're going to see with the advent of minimum unit pricing is that cheaper brands, which might be imported ones. So, for example, a lot of the opposition to this at EU level was from Eastern European countries because they can manufacture lower and import here. So we might see those. And again, this is all guesstimate. We might see those fade away. But certainly, I think in terms of our members, a lot of them would do, for example, own brand product, which are hugely successful brands and really good products, into both the discounters and the main chains. And you'll see those move up in price. Then it would be up to consumers to decide whether they want to stay with that, or from the Scottish experience, as far as I understand, people have actually changed products. They've moved from, say, cheap white cider across to beer because now it's essentially the same price.
What do you think would happen, Ewan McKinney?
Well, I think that what will happen with minimum unit pricing is that you will absolutely address the situation whereby two cohorts in particular, a young cohort who are highly price sensitive and a heaviest drinking cohort who are budget limited, and they will change their practices. That's why we're advocating to have this measure introduced as quickly as we can, because we know from the data from Scotland that we can see that there's a 7 or 8% reduction in relation to alcohol retail sales. And in terms of even as far afield as Australia, we can see that there's significant improvement in relation to public order offences as well in relation to this. So there's a whole range of issues that can be impacted by minimum unit pricing. But again, I go back to the point that, you know, Patricia and Drinks Ireland will argue in relation to the groceries order. But I need to remind again that, you know, it was IBEC in its day, you know, when it was called, I can't remember the business federation it was called, they argued in favour of getting rid of the groceries order because they saw it as an anti-competitive force in the Irish economy at the time. So you can't have it both ways.
Well, you can, because our sector federations have the right to have their own policies. And certainly from the drink sector and the broader food sector, we have always opposed getting rid of the groceries order. It did not make sense.
Last word on this to one of our listeners today. Bah humbug. Just because you can buy a bottle of whiskey for €20 doesn't mean you have to drink the bottle in one go. What about the moderate drinker?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the moderate drinker won't be impacted by minimum unit pricing. The minimum unit pricing will impact, as I outlined, the two cohorts in particular. The moderate drinker will continue to drink below the low-risk guidelines and enjoy their drink.
But it will affect them. They will be paying more for it, to be clear.
Well, they won't, because what they'll be doing, they'll continue to be buying premium product, which is what they do at the moment.